This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And let's not forget that we also give a special shout-out to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, not to forget about our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, as well as the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. You can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Did I just see breaking news that Israel had launched an attack against Syria again somewhere?
There's a couple of sites. This has been kind of building here because of Hezbollah in Syria. And so Israel hit a couple of sites, and they're moving up defense systems on the Golan Heights side. Kind of been building here for the last couple of days.
Okay, now I want to talk about little Dr. Fauci, because he's trying again to shut some things down, at least by his comment anyway. He said the states are seeing a virus surge need to consider new lockdowns.
Well, this is a big distinction here Trump is getting blamed for, you know, the economy, the jobs, the virus spread, the illness, the testing, all things related. And this White House needs to come out and say and list all the things, and President Pence did a little bit of that last night, that this Trump administration has not said no on anything. They have fully cooperated and given every governor virtually everything they've ever asked for. So it then comes down to these governors and these mayors. Well, it appears that there is such confusion about testing, positives, schools, businesses, masks, social distancing, shutting down business. It's really kind of remarkable. We've been at this, 6.5 months?
Mm-hmm.
And for certain segments of this population to be in the condition that it's in, it is really kind of outrageous. Fauci, along with Burks, because Burks kind of got into that same mix in the last couple of days.
Well, she got in her own. She stepped in it of herself, and the Dems went after her.
Well, and she bought into it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nobody else that we're listening to. They're it. So if we don't like their voices, and if Trump is upset with their voices, he's had months to add to the team or switch them out. Now, the Democrats would freak out if Fauci was removed. Nancy Pelosi's already said she doesn't have any use for Burks. But, you know, it's remarkable to me that we haven't added to this team. So we have some other voices, other experts that are offering up advice and management and counsel on all of this.
Now, the Seattle City Council members yesterday unveiled a plan to lay off half of the police force right away, but they stopped at defunding the department by 50% right away because they realized they got a big problem and they got to have their police department.
Well, yeah, I think there's, I mean, you and I discussed this a little bit a couple of nights ago.
Yep.
On the responsibilities that the states have and these cities have with their charters.
Yep.
Also, because of the agreements that these cities and states have with the Department of Justice and with the Department of Homeland Security, in order to use these grant monies,
mm-hmm.
they have to meet certain stipulations, certain thresholds.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, that money is cut off and that cooperation is cut off.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that some of them are the city councils, and we're going to vote for this and vote for that. But, you know, it doesn't necessarily comply with what's on paper.
And there's
very carefully.
And there's still some $500 billion in money that was put out there to help businesses and whatnot that has not been used yet.
Well, that's a whole difference. That's for businesses. That has nothing to do with, you know, law enforcement. But correct.
Hmm. Okay. Now, Kellyanne Conway dismissed the Tammy Duckworth claim that gun control would stem urban violence. All she's trying to do is mollify the hard left. And the other thing is they keep talking about the gun show loophole, the gun show loophole. I go to gun shows. There isn't any loophole. They do the same thing at a gun show that they do at the gun store. Jeez.
Well, do you really think that some of these criminals in Chicago are buying their weapons at a gun show?
Hell no. You and I both know how they're doing it. Yep.
I rest my case.
You betcha. Hold that thought. And by the way, folks, they get a carload of stuff brought in a trunk or in a truck or whatever, taken to wherever it's at. They get it, and away they go, and you don't even know about it. Cops might or might not. Depends. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask
to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. And you know, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you are not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a deal for you, because this segment of the program is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at balanceofnature.com on your order. All you got to do is go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, I'm taking a product called the Fruits and Veggies, because I certainly don't get enough fruits, and I certainly don't get enough vegetables, and I figured this was a good way to do it. But I've gotten some great, great, great side effects out of this, because, number one, my blood pressure, where I was taking blood pressure medication, I haven't had to take it now in about 4 months, because it leveled off my blood pressure for me, which is great. And I've also lost some weight as a result of it, which is even better. So if you want to find out more about what I just told you, you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. And to start feeling better, don't forget the website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Save 35% on your order. Take a good look at what they have to offer there on their website, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Again, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Balanceofnature.com. And tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Warning.
They're making a lot of smoke, if you will, trying to throw some flames in there, too, to the fact that Barack Obama did not endorse AOC for her reelection campaign. What do you suppose that's all about?
Well, have no idea. I've quit trying to psychoanalyze Barack Obama a long time ago, so I wouldn't even begin to.
And we can't even try with AOC because we never know what in the heck she's going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just thought I'd throw
not my pay grade.
I just thought I would throw that out there for one simple reason. They seem to be
He could be holding a grudge because I mean, look what she did when it came to who was it? Amazon that was going to build a system, build a facility in New York, and that one kind of she torpedoed that one.
Yep. Well, speaking of torpedoing, and we'll stay in New York before we go to D.C. The Manhattan prosecutor is seeking President Trump's tax records and his tax returns. He's citing the probe that he's got going on with his business for the reason for him doing it.
You know, what his argument is this, that the Trump organization, the Trump corporation, was full of corruption all along, that they, with the bankruptcies and foreign monies and blah, 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 blah. And so that has carried over into the Trump administration in the presidency. That's his argument. That's the reason that they want the tax returns. Well, I would say right off the bat, let's not forget that Donald Trump donates his salary.
That's right.
He hasn't drawn a salary as president yet. Mm-hmm. Furthermore, the Trump White House is operating at, I think, somewhere around 30%, 35% less cost per quarter than the Obama administration.
You are right. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I don't know how he can necessarily say that there's corruption in the Trump administration, and it's part of a pattern because of the Trump corporation.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, we've got our favorite question asker on the telephone. Good morning, Baghdad and Bob. What's on your mind?
Very good, Captain. Anyway, I saw where in New York the residents and stuff were talking to this Lawrence Jones about how the city has devolved back to even pre-Giuliani era.
That's correct.
And how bad it's getting up there. And the other thing I wanted to, did you see the article by Hugh Hewitt in the Washington Post about how he details the case for Trump and all the different things that Trump has done?
I saw one week ago. Is that the one you're talking about?
No, this was, maybe it was a week ago. I just saw it on the,
internet. I saw the one.
It might have been detailing a week ago. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But anyway, really, it was really good because it detailed every good thing that he's done. I mean, just.
Yeah.
Article by article, and I think that's what the Republicans need to put in, like TV commercials and stuff like that. Just go down point by point, different things. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, I think the Republicans are now starting to do that because if you take a look at a Joe Biden television commercial and look at all the different paraphrases and things that are in there, Denise, it kind of looks like you're looking at Donald Trump.
Well, the campaign was listing the accomplishments, and certainly his media acolytes were doing the same thing, meeting Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham in a very big way.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, Sunday night, Steve Hilton on his show, he went on a critique operation on where the Trump campaign is right now and the Trump administration is right now for the argument of reelection. It's kind of like, okay, we know what we've just been through, but what do we see for 2021 and beyond? Give us some meat and potatoes going forward. And I think some of what Steve Hilton said may be somewhat accurate. I think that Trump needs to come out once a week challenging Congress and challenging states and certainly the American people for things that still are out there that need to be fixed. And what are those? Well, we've got wage fraud and abuse, which clearly is a problem. We've got, way overspending and redundant programs. within government. We got the Department of Education that still just can't seem to get any kind of real fixes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when it comes to the Department of Education, how is it that we have to increase that budget every single year when the Department of Education doesn't teach anything?
Right.
It's a, you see what I'm saying? It's
well, my question is, why do we have it to begin with?
Well, yeah. So, and why, if we're doing the right thing this year, mm-hmm. then next year we don't have to spend as much money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like something's very wrong there. But I would be challenging, I'd be kind of listing some things and going agency by agency necessarily, and I'd be challenging Congress on some of these things to put them on the offensive or defensive, and certainly the media.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have Sally Yates, who once again emerged in Washington, D.C., with everything that's going on down there with the investigations. Tell us about that one.
She testifies before the Graham Judiciary Committee in the Senate today. And, of course, the big question is going to be, hey, we had this meeting that you were part of, and at the end of the meeting, we come to find out that you said you didn't know anything about the fact that Obama was well versed on all things that had to do with Russiagate. And you signed off on the FISA report. We're also finding out there's flaws in that. So I don't know if this is going to be televised or not. Something tells me it's not going to be. So, you know, your listeners may know more about that one than I do. But there's going to be some interesting challenges, challenging questions to Sally Yates today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we'll see how that all plays out.
Because remember, she was in that January 5th White House Oval Office meeting with Obama.
So wasn't Susan Rice.
And Joe Biden.
Yeah, yeah, and all that could come back to bite some people in the butt squarely, but we'll see. Oh, by the way, Nancy Pelosi says it's absolutely essential to reach an agreement on a stimulus bill sooner rather than later. Well, okay, Nancy, then why are you holding up stuff?
All right. They get to go out there and, you know, say all kinds of things, and, you know, it doesn't mean what they say is factual, accurate, and in context, is it?
And again, whatever they say, as long as they're standing underneath that dome there in Washington, D.C., they can't be held liable for what they're saying. They can lie to their teeth if they want to.
That's precisely right, and they do.
Yep. Well, well. Here comes the music. I will let you go. We will talk to you tomorrow, and I hope you have a wonderful day up there on the mountaintop.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes, and find out what it is that she does. You're going to like it. And sign up for her articles, too. Get on her mailing list. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States will need to bring its daily coronavirus case count down by 10,000 by September to gain any level of control over the pandemic before fall, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert. The country continues to log 50 to 60,000 new cases a day, suggesting it's right in the middle of the first wave. During a live stream with the editor of the Journal of American Medical Association, he said, if we don't get them down now, they're going to have a very bad situation come the fall. The prediction is based on two factors: the expected flu season, which sickens thousands of people in the United States each year, and cooler weather forcing people indoors. The U.S. now has 4.6 million cases of COVID-19 reported, with more than 156,000 deaths, by far the largest numbers for both case counts and deaths globally. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. But in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a solid career with great benefits. It's an aviation maintenance tech. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind that the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. Now, one of them is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area that's directly across the bay from where I'm sitting here in Tampa. So, either one of the campuses, you can find out more about them online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. 2080 and ask to take the tour. Yep, ask to take the tour. See what it is that you're going to be going to. Pick your campus that way. 800-659-2080. And when you do that, always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment. All righty. Now, most of you don't know about this story I'm about to tell you about. The group that's been listening to me all night so far, last hour, you heard me talk about this. But Iran really did something stupid trying to be the big boys on the block. It seems that a while back they built a demo Nimitz-style aircraft carrier. And they did that to use it as a decoy so that they could show the world how they had these armaments that would go ship to ship and hit the aircraft carrier, and they had torpedoes, and they had this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And look what we can do to the big, mighty aircraft carrier. Well, they forgot about one little thing, and that was that it might sink and where it might sink at. Well, they accidentally sank the fake aircraft carrier in the wrong place. And if you take a look at the picture that's on Homeland Security, you'll see it sideways, sunk, mostly sunk, not all the way, but in the middle of their shipping channel. In the middle of their shipping channel that goes in and out of the port that's right there on the Iranian side. So, they're going to have a tough time getting those big tankers in and out of there, or any other big ships that can get their little boats in and out, no problem there. But of all the things to do to sink the fake aircraft carrier in the wrong place, and boy, did they. So, way to go, Iran. I'm glad you showed us the great capabilities that you have, and keep up the good work, because you're certainly in big trouble if you go up against the U.S. military. That's obvious. By the way, over in Afghanistan, Afghan troops retook a prison, which was attacked by ISIS. 29 people were killed, including 10 of the attackers, the ISIS attackers. This took place Monday, and the gun battle lasted almost 8 hours at the facility, which was targeted by the Islamic State group because they were trying to get some of their people out of there. Well, don't know if they got any of their people out of there, but 10 of their people got killed and 19 others were killed too. And in case you haven't heard about this, Lebanon is headed towards complete and total collapse. Now, Lebanon is a proxy being run by Hezbollah, and all their aid is being provided to them by Iran or Russia. Now, the government that's there is supposedly pro-American, but they can't get out of their own way, to be honest with you. There are mass layoffs. There are hospitals threatened with closure. There are shuttered shops and restaurants. Crimes driven by desperation. Sound familiar? And a military that can no longer afford to feed its soldiers meat, and warehouses that are selling expired poultry. Boy, is that a disease waiting to happen. So, we'll see what happens as Lebanon may fall very soon. And when it does, it'll definitely become officially a proxy of Iran, because they'll be the ones that'll take over. Now, a look at recent developments in the South China Sea, where China is pitted against smaller neighbors and multiple territorial disputes over the islands and coral reefs and lagoons, has currently got China and Australia sparring on Twitter over interest in the South China Sea. Now, that's not really a smart thing to be doing, because it could lead to something else. Whether or not it will or not, we don't know. But it certainly leaves a lot to be desired. By the way, retired Army Brigadier General Anthony Tata, we talked a little bit about him yesterday, had his name withdrawn from consideration for the Pentagon's number three position. Now he's being put in the same department under an appointment where you don't need to be ratified by the Senate to be the deputy director of the department he was going to run. Now, there may not be anyone at the top of the ladder, is my understanding, so he technically will wind up running that department right now as a deputy director. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Congratulations, Donald Trump. Oh, by the way, the Marine Corps amphibious assault vehicle that sank with the nine people that were drowned, missing, presumed dead. They hit rough seas, rapidly took on water before sinking, which is what happened to them. And the Marines, the eight Marines and the one sailor, couldn't get out fast enough. Terrible shame. And, of course, now it's a recovery action, not a rescue action. Oh, by the way, once again, Fort Hood, a man was arrested after allegedly threatening to shoot up Fort Hood in retaliation for Vanessa Gillen's murder. That's the specialist that was killed. I don't know if he was related or a friend or what, but he threatened to shoot the base up. So they arrested him, and he's currently being held in jail. And we'll see how that all plays out. Oh, our astronauts are doing quite well, thank you, after the SpaceX capsule and NASA crew made their first splashdown in 45 years, just not very far away from Pensacola. They're definitely doing very well, and kudos to them for a job well done. That was a perfect splashdown. It goes back to the years in the 70s when we used to see that all the time. So there we go. By the way, the Navy reinstated former Missouri Governor Greitens to his rank in the Naval Reserve. We'll see how that plays out. They were reluctant to do it at first because of the charges that he was facing, the misconduct allegations. Campaign misconduct allegations, but it had nothing to do with his military service, so there you go. And also, the Navy is currently investigating a video of SEAL dogs, Navy SEAL dogs, that were attacking a man in a Kaepernick jersey during a demonstration. Ha! Ha! Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. To me, that's fine. I got no problem with that. All right. And, caller, you're getting caught up in the break, so I don't know what to tell you. Chris Markowski's coming up next, so maybe Todd. That may be Todd. I'm not sure. But anyway, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll along the overnight hours. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
There you go, and that's Donna Fiducia, and she and her husband Don right now are out in the horse stable, which is what they do up there, D&D stables, and they are taking care of the horses, getting things all ready to go, listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB in Carrollton, Georgia, and just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Boomer Naturals. Now, we've all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Now, the kind you use really does matter, because not all offer the same protection. And Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth and sizes for adults and children, and they're in stock right now and shipped to you very quickly. Now, these multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents per day. And one reason why they're so highly protective is the inner layer is enhanced with nano silver technology woven right into the fabric that may enhance filtration and block droplets and tiny particles, too. Now, Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities helping tens of thousands of people in need. And all you got to do is truck on over to the website, BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout to save yourself 20%. And again, they've got a complete wellness product line there too. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Promo code CAPTAIN20 to save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Alrighty. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us, and you're up there in your rowboat, right?
Not yet. I heard I might need one though.
Yeah, it's coming. That's all I can tell you. It's coming. And it's, slowed down a little bit. It came on shore at 23 miles an hour, but it was just rip-roaring in there. 85-mile-an-hour winds when it came ashore in North Carolina with gusts to 105.
Yeah, the thing we're kind of worried about here is the power, obviously. And I'm right on the water, too. It's a storm surge. So, but I'm up on a hill, so I don't really have to worry about
that.
But
it's been 4 feet down below, but I don't believe it'll be that up by you. Now, let's talk about the president, because yesterday things seemed to be looking up for President Trump as he hit the 51% approval rating in a Rasmussen Reports poll. Now, that's 7 points higher than Barack Obama was at the same point in this term of his presidency.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that the approval numbers that well, especially with the conventional wisdom that he's doing so poorly nationally in a lot of states and polls. It's very difficult to get your arms around. It really, really is. I'm curious to see what's going to happen moving forward in regards to new stimulus and how that's going to affect him, because, you know, I'm concerned. I don't want to see an extension of the $600 a week nonsense. We've got to get that under control, and hopefully they hold the line when it comes to that. And again, we have to continue to open the country up. And the president is saying, hey, listen, there's not going to be any shutdown. It's not going to prevent any future infections. It's just not going to work that way. We've got to get people back to work. We have to get businesses open.
And I've been looking at these polls very extensively to see how they were made up and who's been doing the polling. And the polls that have Joe Biden ahead all have got plus 5, plus 6, plus 7, plus 9 advantage Democrat. Consequently, Biden leads by 5 here or 7 there or 11 over there, and you don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure out what's going on. But the other polls that came out in the last couple of days, which are not done that way, have Donald Trump leading in 5 battleground states.
Listen, I think some of the best polls...
Including Florida.
I think some of the best polls you're going to see is looking at ratings.
Yep.
And you see how poorly Major League Baseball and the NBA are doing right now.
Sure.
Again, we haven't had sports for a while. You would think people would be clamoring to watch these things, but people are turned off by all this Black Lives Matter nonsense that they're putting out there, and that says a lot about where people are.
Yep.
Again, we'll see if it even gets worse with the NFL, but that's a great way of seeing where a lot of the country is. Again, the mainstream media, they can push things up, and I think we all recognize that the people that are protesting the streets and acting like animals, that's a small portion of this country, but they'd like to make it out to be a large portion. And again, who knows what's going to happen with that.
Now, I've got a question here from Steve in Thailand, a regular listener to us, and he's listening to us right now live and in living color in Thailand. He wants to know if you think this is a good time to buy gold as a hedge against the dollar value, or is it too late?
No, it's always good to have a hedge. Is something that's like saying, is there a good time to buy insurance? It's almost like a bit of an insurance policy. You have a portion of your portfolio in some commodities. I've always kept the same percentage for myself. Again, you're not buying it so much. Think about it in regards to making a ton of money. It's almost like one of those what if type of investments. And yes, gold has come up quite a bit. But realistically, I mean, if it was really based upon the amount of money printing that was going on, I think it would be much, much higher than it would be now. There's no doubt about it. Government's going to be printing more money, and they're going to get some sort of stimulus package. And without a doubt, you want to have some sort of hedge in your portfolio.
Now, business bankruptcies and business foreclosures and business evictions are totally different than household or personal, if you will, with apartments and housing, because there's a moratorium now until the 1st of September for people in their residences. But when it comes to a business, businesses and their bankruptcies are just absolutely devastating malls. Some of these malls only maybe half occupied, if that, and there just doesn't seem to be any end in sight with any of that.
Well, sometimes you have to think outside the box. I mean, even before COVID, malls were on the decline without a doubt. I mean, I think a lot of these malls, these physical structures need to be converted into something else. Multi-use housing, senior housing, schools, other options for these various different properties. It's
church.
Not just malls.
Church.
It gets possibility,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, properties along Fifth Avenue, properties in the Soho District and fancy areas of Manhattan, the rents are going way, way down. There's empty spots everywhere, and it's going to continue. A lot of companies filing for bankruptcy. This COVID-19 was most certainly a bit of a real punch in the gut to a lot of retailers out there that were struggling before this, and it was kind of ending them right now. We saw Men's Warehouse declare bankruptcy yesterday, another one. They also own Joseph A. Bank.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to try to restructure, but, you know, it's any type of restructure, you're going to see different stores being shut down. And the hits keep on coming. Lord & Taylor, J. Crew, Neiman Marcus. There's just been so many of them.
And we're talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Now, more and more shoppers, and I've been hearing this in my neighborhood, and I'm sure you're aware of it too, more and more shoppers are moving online buying things because it seems to be faster to do it that way than it is to go stand in line in a store with a mask and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. What say you?
And with certain things, yes. I'm not one that will, you know, buy clothes online. I just don't do that. But for certain people, I think it's okay. I mean, I understand the annoyance now. I mean, my wife was, you know, saying she had to go to some stores and they only allowed a certain amount of people in the stores. You had to wear a mask. It's hot outside. You got to wait outside. That can be annoying. Without a doubt. And, a lot of people are not going to like doing that, but I do think retail to some degree is going to come back. I think people are going to be anxious to get back to the stores and shop the way they traditionally do. But there's always going to be that element of people that want to buy online.
Couple of interesting things. The president yesterday signed the healthcare and telehealth executive order. Are you familiar with that?
No, I wasn't really paying much attention to this one.
Well, it's increasing access to health care in rural areas of the country, which is something that's been needed for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually used the COVID thing, some of the telemedicine things with doctors. I do think that with certain things, I think it most certainly can be more efficient for certain people in areas of the country. You know, if you live in a rural area and let's say you have, you know, something on your skin, and you don't know what it is, and you can, you know, do a Zoom meeting with a doctor somewhere, can take a look at it, and you don't have to travel, you know, hundreds of miles to get to a dermatologist's office. I think that is very beneficial.
And finally, do you remember the old Concorde aircraft and how loud those things were? You could hear them taking off in Jersey?
Yeah, I mean, that's why they became weren't that efficient, because you couldn't fly over land.
Virgin Galactic is unveiling the renderings of a brand new supersonic airliner similar to the Concorde. They're hoped to have it up and flying within a year.
Yeah, I saw that. I will see if we get that going.
All righty. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website, and he's going to take his rowboat up there and keep it handy today. In the meantime, I'll be right back. Ooh, and Edwards, coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407.
1-800-900-8407.